podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So we moved.
You're not always adorable. Sometimes.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Should have seen me last night. Not adorable. Moved into the new house and there's just junk everywhere. It's kind of a chaotic mess right now. And in one of the rooms, lo and behold, it used to be in my mom's closet, but now I walked into my guest bedroom and it's lying there on top of a big pile of bags and clothes. And I say, oh my God, it's my wedding dress.
For those of you who are new to our show, Emily is not married.
Not married.
Nor engaged.
Not engaged.
But she has a wedding dress.
Sure do. From one of my many broken engagements in the past. And I say, what the hell? I went ahead and tried that sucker on.
All right.
Still fits, thank God, still fits. And I just wore it around for a little bit. I did some unpacking.
So it's like you were LARPing, kind of. You were LARPing.
Kind of. And then I took a picture in the mirror. And my girlfriend is getting married next year. And I'm her maid of honor. And I sent her the picture of me in my wedding dress. And I say, hey, look. And she's like, oh my God, that's a great looking dress, you know. And all of her bridesmaids, besides me, are married. And she's like, God, wouldn't it be kind of cool if you all wore your wedding dresses like with me at my wedding? You know, so like I'm getting married. I'm in my dress. And then all my bridesmaids are in wedding dresses, too. And I said, I love you.
That's a pretty cool idea.
That is kind of a cool idea.
But the first time I use my wedding dress, I want it to be at my wedding, not at somebody else's. Just saying.
Do you have the photo?
I sure do, Joe.
I want to see it.
I was going to text you.
It's really nice. It's a pretty dress.
And it stands the test of time because I thought maybe I would just like have a trash the dress party and then just buy something new should that day ever come.
No, wear this one.
But yeah, no, I just love it. I want to wear it to work.
You should. The fact that you wore it to unpack boxes in your house is really cute. How would gentleman caller feel if you wore... It's like the old thing about the engagement ring. If a guy, you know, gets that back from a broken engagement, can he give it to another woman?
Sure.
Could you wear a wedding dress to your wedding that you purchased to marry another man?
We talked about it last night, and he said he has no problems with it, especially since it wasn't used. He's like, I don't have any beef with that. And I said, cool, because I think I want to wear it. And he said, that's fine.
That would mean that the other fiance never saw you in it, because you're not supposed to see the woman in the dress until the wedding day.
That is correct.
So he never even saw you.
No.
He never laid eyes on it.
No.
He never laid his hands on it.
No man has ever seen me in this dress except for you at looking at the picture, which is a very weird thought now that I'm saying that out loud. Yeah, no one's ever seen me.
He's got to propose first, though, right?
Well, there's that.
Small detail. Come on, Adam.
Well, you look really nice. Is that the kind of thing you would post on Facebook or no?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't want the one with you holding it up to the mirror.
The selfie in the mirror. Well, I can't have gentleman caller
take it.
Who's
going to take it?
Who's going to take it? Kramer, my dog?
Why can't gentleman caller take it? He's already seen it. Oh, he hasn't seen it.
No.
Well, then don't post it.
He's not friends with me on my Facebook.
Wait. The man you live with is not friends with you on Facebook?
Not on my Mix 100 Facebook, no.
Oh, he'd still find a way to see it.
Yeah, don't ruin it for him.
Let's just tuck it away. Another great idea squashed.
I can put it on my Instagram.
No, just put it back in the closet. Right. Bust it out every once in a while when you're just at home with wine.
White wine, not red. Not around the dress.
Do you guys want to hear the letter?
Yeah.
Sure.
Dom, unless you think people want to talk about your wedding dress situation, is that worthy of... I don't know if there's a question in that or not.
Is it wrong that I'm using it, the dress,
for pleasure? Just to lounge in?
Or do you mean that you would be using it for a wedding to another man?
Using it for a wedding to another man, purchased to get married to a different one.
Well, a lot of people would say, let's clear the lines here. A lot of people would say that there's mojo attached to those kind of things. Like, I know somebody who made a guy sell his house because he met somebody and they were dating and then they fell in love and they decided to move in together. The problem is he was living in a house where he had lived with his ex-wife. And so the new girlfriend said, you got to sell that house.
I could totally see that.
That's intense, though.
I could totally see house. That.
Yeah, but then you got to get a new mattress and a new couch. And y'all, you watch that same TV together. Get the TV out of here.
Right.
I'm sure she's
in
that fridge,
off
too.
Of these plates?
Get it out of there.
How do you, like, sandblast your entire life?
You got to...
Where do you draw the line?
You light a fire in that house is what you do.
burn
it down.
Burn the mother out.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. She's on the phone now. But, you know, she did that thing when she bought her house where she burned the... What was she burning?
Incense.
Incense. What were you burning, Emily, when you bought your house?
Oh,
to get the bad mojo and spirits out?
I burned sage.
Sage.
I smudged my mouth.
What did he do to you?
Can you... can you sage your dress?
Smudge
your dress?
Yeah, absolutely.
To get the bad mojo and the bad vibes?
Yeah, get the Ohio off of it? Heck yeah.
So you could totally do that.
So Jeremy's saying that selling the house, though, was going too far. And Emily, you think that's what you should do.
I could totally see that. Because when my parents got divorced and we stayed in the house, dad moved out. And then when my stepdad moved in, I know he was so uncomfortable. Because it's like, this is another man's house. And, you know, and we...
And I can see how it might be more intense for a woman, and I'm not trying to be sexist here, but women, I think, do tend to think of homes more as their nest.
Oh, heck yeah.
Right? They
yeah.
feather the nest, and they want it to be theirs. And so for a woman to move into a house that another woman... To move into a nest that another woman has feathered would probably make her feel a little awkward.
But really,
exactly.
She feathered that guy, too, probably multiple times.
If he was lucky.
I think about...
What do you do with him?
No, they were married.
Oh. Once a year.
The mattress that we use now was Gentleman Caller's, you know, from before him and I got together. And technically, I was the other woman when he and I got together. So he had Boom Boom with his girlfriend on this mattress that we now the Boom Boom with.
I
and
can't
so, like really.
I can't call that
the Boom Boom
crazy, except for the use of that term. I can't call it crazy because there's a part of me that kind of sees that you know things are connected.
And there's
dead skin
the
in there.
Fluid to prove it.
So I just
oils
as far as
essential oils in that mattress.
They were kinky. They listened to a lot of Barry White.
There's a big old divot in that mattress. You roll to the center in that one.
Yeah. We call it the Megan dip.
Yeah.
So what's our verdict here? Is that okay? Here's what we've decided. Keep the house, sell the mattress.
Yes.
Keep the dress.
Sell the...
Go see a therapist. That's what we've decided.
I don't think we're going to read this letter from this
tomorrow.
I don't want to. So if you're just tuning in, we were talking a few minutes ago about how Emily found her wedding dress, which was tucked away in storage. She was wearing it around. Now, she's never been married, but she got this wedding dress under the plan that she would be marrying one of these fiancés of hers. And then that didn't work out, so the wedding dress never got used.
Right.
And we were talking about, how does Gentleman Caller feel about you wearing that dress should you two ever get married? And she said Gentleman Caller has no problem with it.
He didn't.
And then we got into this whole discussion about what can you keep from an old relationship. And knowing Jeremy, I figured he would probably like have gone through everything that Nicole owned when they first got together and thrown out anything. And I go, did you do that? He goes, no. So I was like, oh, right. I'm calling Nicole. And here she is on the phone. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
How are the two little munchkins doing today?
They're great.
Yeah.
They're busy.
That's good.
She's miserable.
All right, so I'm doubting Jeremy's assertion that he didn't do anything like that. Do you have a little backstory for me?
Yeah, so I'm calling BS on him. My ex gave me a promise ring, you know, because we were pretty serious. We lived together and all that. And Jeremy and I started dating, and I had that promise ring in a little jewelry trinket box, you know. And one day it went missing. And I still, 13 years later, do not believe that he didn't get rid of it.
He totally got rid of it.
I did not. I have no idea where it went. I swear.
It's such a lie, and I still don't believe you.
Yeah. How could it dematerialize?
She must have misplaced it. I have swore up and down for 13 years I did nothing with that ring.
So it's your longest lie to date.
I do not know where it went.
What's the ring look like, Jeremy?
I never saw it.
He's so full of it. He knew exactly where it was.
He's totally full of it.
No
but
idea.
I never wore it. It was just something that I was going to keep. Just, you know, you kind of hang on to some of that stuff.
Yes. It's part of your past. There's no need to keep that at all.
Because every time if you're not going to wear it, why would you even keep it?
Because it's just a memory. It's just part of my past. But you made me get rid of pictures and stuff like that. So why would you...
I didn't touch that ring at all.
And you are the last person on the planet, Jeremy Padgett, who should be talking about why people keep things when you've got all your toys, right. You've got all
you
your school paper.
You still have that pineapple shirt.
That's my youth. That's just me growing up. That's somebody she had a very intimate relationship with, not my Ninja Turtles.
You had a very intimate relationship with your Ninja Turtles.
That's a whole nother story.
Nicole, sometimes he's just a sad little man, isn't he?
No, I don't know where your stupid ring is.
All right, Jeremy, right here, right now. I'll give you one last chance. Just come clean, because we all know it.
I have no idea. I do not know where that ring is. You misplaced it.
You're such a liar.
Total liar.
He doesn't know where it is because he flushed it, and he really doesn't.
I did not throw it away.
Did you bury it?
I did not throw it away.
Did you throw it?
How he's wording it? I did not throw it away. Mm-hmm. What did you do with it?
Never touched it. Never saw it.
Were you wearing gloves? Is that why you didn't touch it? Physically?
He's such a liar. Nicole,
we should let her go.
I hope you have a great day, and I'm sorry you have to put up with this nonsense on a daily basis.
Go for his turtles.
The story of my life.
Throw the Ninja Turtles
away. Don't touch my dang Ninja Turtles. I will cut you.
I'm going to hold them for ransom until I get some information.
Eye for an eye.
Oh, Michelangelo.
We should let her go now.
All right, Nicole, have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. She's a sweetheart. What's she doing with you?
I don't know, man.
All right, we're going to be giving away fourth row Taylor Swift tickets in just a few minutes. So if you have interest in that, stick around. Traffic brought to you by T-Mobile.
If you are coming up from Monument or Colorado Springs, still looking at delays with a very serious accident this morning. The two right lanes are blocked, and we are seeing big delays now. So you're trying to work your way into the city. You may want to use Highway 83 as your alternate. Traffic brought to you by Discount Tire. Northbound I-25 between Surrey Ridge and Lincoln Avenue, very slow. And then you have delays starting at Broadway because of an accident that's been clearing northbound I-25 approaching 58th Avenue. It was involving a state patrol officer. That takes extra time to investigate. The two right lanes are still blocked. Three left lanes getting by, but it's causing big delays heading into downtown. Just getting word, debris causing some flat tires on southbound I-25 between Yale and Hamden. This is in the right center lanes, so use some caution there. Come by Discount Tire this Friday and Saturday for incredible pre-Labor Day deals. Get Visa prepaid cards for up to $320 when you buy select tire and wheel packages with your Discount Tire credit.
You know, Discount Tire is the perfect sponsor for that report with all the flat tires on
I-25. I thought the same thing.
Did they arrange that? Did they go out there and throw stuff in the lanes?
I seriously
throw
don't.
Nails out there?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, we might have just lost that account.
No.
Business is booming.
I was just kidding.
Filter, Dom.
But what a brilliant idea.
Really good idea. Whoops.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.